beyond Central Park. The riveting documentary, Central Park 5, was an explosive example of what scholar Michelle Alexander has termed the new Jim Crow. But upon reflection, we find that it wasn't so new after all. Five young black and Latino boys charged with raping a white woman were sacrificed on the unholy altar of political expediency and blind ambition, cut up, ripped from their lives and families, and thrown into the hellish furnace of prison for years to burn and weep despite their innocence. Documentarian Ken Burns and his daughter Sarah Burns have produced a work that shines a harsh light on New York's criminal justice system, where all of its elements, police, prosecutors, defense lawyers, and the press, fail to heed the most fundamental feature of fair trials, the presumption of innocence, and they therefore became agents, aiders, and abettors of injustice. But while the Burns work is brilliant and indeed heartbreaking in its recitation of the crimes committed against the five boys, one feature seems to be missing. There is no discussion of the judiciary, especially the appellate courts. We know that the trial judge slept while this travesty shattered their lives. But were any appeals filed? Any post-conviction writs? Any federal proceedings? It is possible that none were filed, given how bleak the families of these children felt after the 1989 convictions. But if they were filed, that story too must be told. For if so, it shows the rank corruption and the political servility of appellate courts, which fail to do justice for five children, and in so doing, damn themselves as well. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.